two-stage and modulating gas furnaces, how they differ and how to service them. What separates two-stage and fully modulating gas furnaces from a single-stage unit? The two-stage or modulating gas valve, variable speed blower, staging logic, the new failure points, and how setup and diagnosis change. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base, what it is. Two-stage and modulating furnaces solve the comfort problem a single-stage unit creates. A single-stage furnace is sized for the coldest day of the year, so on a mild day it blasts full heat, satisfies fast, and shuts off. Short cycles, temperature swings, drafts. Higher-staged furnaces run lower fire for longer, holding a steadier temperature and quieter, gentler airflow. Two-stage, two fire rates. Low fire commonly about 60 to 70% of input for most of the season. High fire when it's really cold or on a fast recovery. Modulating. The fire rate slides continuously, often anywhere from about 35 to 40% up to 100%, matching output to the actual heat loss almost exactly. The refrigeration cycle style spine is the same as a single-stage furnace. What changes is the gas valve, the blower, and the brain that coordinates them. How it's built differently. Gas valve. A two-stage valve has two regulated pressures, a low fire and a high fire setting. A modulating valve uses a stepper or modulating regulator to ramp manifold pressure smoothly across the range. Blower. These furnaces almost always pair with a variable speed ACM blower so airflow can track the fire rate. Low CFM on low fire, high CFM on high fire. That's what keeps temperature rise in band at every stage. Control board. Smarter logic. It decides when to step up, how long to hold low fire, and how to ramp the blower. Many use a two-stage thermostat W1/W2 or run their own internal staging on a single W coil based on runtime. Inducer, often variable speed or two-speed too, so draft matches the fire rate, and the pressure switch ease prove the correct draft for the current stage. Many of these units have two pressure switches, one per stage. How staging is controlled. There are two common philosophies, and you need to know which one you're looking at. Thermostat staged. A two-stage thermostat calls W1 for low fire, adds W2 for high fire when it can't keep up. Simple, predictable. Furnace stage time-based. A single-stage thermostat calls W. The furnace starts on low fire and steps itself up to high after a set run time, often 10 to 20 min if the call is still active. The board owns the decision. Dip switches or the control setup menu usually let you pick the staging mode, set the low fire run time, and tune blower behavior. Get this wrong and the customer complains the furnace never gets warm, stuck on low, or blasts too hard, jumps to high too soon. In the field, sequence of operation. The startup is the same play as any furnace. Inducer, pressure proof. Igniter, valve, flame proof. Blower. The difference is what happens after. On a heat call, the furnace lights on low fire with the inducer and blower at low stage settings. It holds low fire as long as low fire keeps up. If demand stays high, W2 from the thermostat, where the internal timer expires, the board ramps the gas valve, inducer, and blower up to high fire. A modulating unit does this continuously instead of in one jump. It trims the fire rate up and down to hold set point. On shutdown, it closes gas, post purges, and runs the blower off delay like any furnace. Normal values and targets. Temperature rise, check it on both stages. Each stage must land in the rating plate rise band. Low fire with low CFM and high fire with high CFM should both fall in range. This is the setup check that proves the staging and blower are matched. Manifold pressure. Two-stage valves have a low and high setting. Verify both against the plate. Modulating valves are set per the manufacturer's procedure, often a service mode forced rate. Forced stage test. Most of these units have a service mode or dip switch jumper to force high fire so you can read high fire manifold pressure and rise without waiting for the timer. Flame sense, same 1 to 6 micro, a healthy range as any furnace. Blower CFM, confirm the ACM is delivering the programmed airflow for each stage. A misset ACM throws rise off. Common faults and what they mean. Furnace never goes to high fire. Could be intentional, it's keeping up on low. If it genuinely can't reach set point, check the W2 wiring/thermostat staging, the staging dip switch, the high fire solenoid on the valve, or the second pressure switch not proving high stage draft. Furnace never drops to low fire slash always high. Staging set to thermostat mode with W2 jumper to W1, a stuck high fire solenoid, or a control fault. Temperature rise out of band on one stage only. The blower isn't matching that stage. ECM programming. A bad motor module or wrong CFM dip settings. Comfort complaint. Blows cold. Low fire long runtimes with high airflow feel cool to the hand even when the room is warming. Verify rises in band before assuming a problem. It often isn't a fault at all. Pressure switch lockout when stepping up. The second high stage pressure switch isn't proving the higher draft. Inducer speed, hose or switch. ECM blower issues. ECM modules fail differently than PSC. They may run wrong speed, ramp oddly, or throw a motor fault. Diagnose the module and its control signal, not just a capacitor. Tech tips and gotchas. Always use the service/forced stage mode to verify high fire instead of waiting out the timer. Saves you 20 minutes per call. Two pressure switches means two proofs. The high fire only no start often traces to the high stage switch or hose, while low fire works fine. ECM blowers don't have a run capacitor to swap. If the blower acts up, you're diagnosing a motor module and its control inputs, not a cap. Don't waste a trip on a capacitor that isn't there. Confirm the staging strategy before you fix a no high fire complaint. A correctly sized modulating furnace should spend most of its life on low/mid fire. That's the feature, not a fault. Match the thermostat. A modulating or two-stage furnace paired with the wrong thermostat or wired single stage loses its whole reason for existing. Safety/code notes. All the single stage safety rules still apply. Combustion air per the mechanical/fuel gas code, venting per the appliance category, no jumpering limits/rollouts, CO testing on any spillage suspicion. Condensing two-stage and modulating units are typically 90% plus. They have a condensate drain and PVC venting that must follow the listing and the venting provisions. A plugged condensate trap on these will trip the pressure switch. Set manifold pressures with a manometer to the rating plate. Never eyeball flame on a staged valve.